Let's walk through building your first plugin, using the CC architecture as our guide. Think of it as a journey, from the manifest file all the way through orchestration and even mastering the code assessment. The architecture relies on several key components. Hooks manage lifecycle events, agents make decisions autonomously, and skills offer specific capabilities. Plugin execution relies on three key principles. First, complete isolation. Plugins don't share data or call each other's functions. This means a crash in one plugin won't cascade and take down others. Second, composability. Plugins operate in parallel with the core system. The structure of a plugin relies on convention. Take plugin.json, the manifest. It specifies crucial details like the plugin's name and version, plus flags that enable capabilities. Notice the directory tree alongside it. The manifest's hooks entry? That corresponds directly to a hooks directory. Same deal for skills, agents, and commands. This convention makes plugin development much more intuitive. To pick the right component, think about its trigger, execution, and best use. Hooks operate automatically in the background. Use these for auditing or automated validation. Skills. Those are on-demand and guide users through steps. They're perfect for specialized knowledge or standardizing processes. And agents handle isolated tasks independently. I find the component diagnostic matrix helps simplify these choices. Hooks are key to automated interception. Think of them as triggers in the agentic loop, session start, pre-tool use, and post-tool use. Session start fires first, immediately injecting context. Pre-tool use is crucial. It intercepts actions before they happen. This lets us decide whether to allow, block, or even modify tool usage, giving us fine-grained control and flexibility. Skills and agents have a key difference. One's passive, the other's active. Think of skills as static knowledge, a process like a code review checklist. The system follows it step by step. Agents are different. They're workers dispatched with a task and their own processing space. It's a defined role operating independently. That independence is what makes agents so powerful. Claude executes commands through user requests and external systems. When a user initiates a command, the text input becomes the argument's variable, triggering a specific action. Model Context Protocol, or MCP, connects Claude to external tools. Think of Jira, GitHub, and PostgreSQL. MCP exposes these systems, enabling Claude to use them directly. This bridges Claude's environment to those external systems. Choosing the right component hinges on how the behavior starts. If it needs to happen on its own, without anyone, CL icking or typing, go with a hook. But if a user kicks things off with a slash command, then you'll want a command. For tasks that need to run separately and at the same time, an agent is the way to go. And finally, to guide users through a document, think about using. Portability and security are key constraints. To keep things portable, we avoid hard-coding absolute paths. Instead, we use the CLAUD plugin root environment variable. This means the configuration can move smoothly from Alice's laptop to the production server without issue. On the security front, we store API keys and feature flags specific to each environment in a .local.md file. This approach helps keep sensitive information secure. When building iteratively, start with your manifest. Write that plugin.json, but only enable the components you're actively working on. Then, prove the runtime is working. Start with a simple session start hook. Make sure the system sees your manifest before you write any complex logic. From there, construct your components, add skills, like front matter or agents, test them individually, in isolation, using the CLI. The key to DeployGuard is how it orchestrates deployments. When a user starts a deployment, a command intercepts the request. This launches a release macro, and a skill pulls in the deployment checklist, giving Claude the specific steps. Then, an agent creates a staging verifier to simultaneously validate test results. Finally, hooks like deployblock.py prevent raw bash bypasses, and everything is logged for auditing. The deployment team needs more guardrails, so we're building a plugin. Think of it as DeployGuard, preventing Friday or weekend deployments automatically. It'll also guide the team through a strict checklist, ensuring every step is covered. The team will use a simple deploy command, triggering a sequence that includes autonomous verification. An agent will independently verify staging tests, giving us extra confidence. The architecture requires a few critical deliverables. You'll need a plugin manifest, of course. More importantly, thoroughly document the rationale behind your component selections. Explain why you chose them. We've also provided several hooks, registration mapping, Friday blocking, and logging. Skills should include front matter checklists. agents will need prompts and model selections, and commands should cover the deployment logic. The project's grading emphasizes solid hook implementation and proper skill registration. Strong content and a correct manifest are also key to a good grade. To pass, aim for at least 40 points out of 50. That 80% benchmark reflects the core skills we're assessing. There's also a bonus. Can you spot the security vulnerability and deploy block.py? Consider what happens if that script fails, especially, say, late on a Friday. Before we ship this, let's quickly validate everything. A solid plugin needs a perfectly formatted plugin JSON file. Watch out for those sneaky trailing commas. Also, all Python hooks should reference Claude Plugin Root for their file paths. It keeps things consistent. Finally, ensure your Markdown components have valid YAML front matter. These checks ensure a smooth deployment.